Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to Pulse of the Region, brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. The Metro Hartford Alliance is an investor-based economic development partnership focused on business development and growth, retaining jobs, attracting talent, and promoting all the great things in our Hartford region. You can learn more about our mission and how to get involved at metrohartford.com. I'm your host today, Kate Bauman, and really appreciate you joining us. First off, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Oak Hill. Oak Hill believes that people with disabilities have the right and capability to be contributing, productive members of their communities. Building from that belief, they established a full-service organization to care for, educate, and advocate for disabled people, their families, and their communities. You can learn more at oakhillct.org. Today, we are getting the pulse on what is going on in our region this summer. A lot of great and fun activities. And joining me today is the executive director of the Connecticut's Old State House, Sally Whipple. We also have president and CEO of the Connecticut Science Center, Matt Fleury. And from the Connecticut Audubon Society, we have the director of the Greater Hartford Region, Kate Reamer. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. No problem. And how's everyone doing today? Everything going well?
Yeah, it's beautiful out.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, certainly a lot has been changing, you know, as we all know, the past month, but certainly some really good news where there's still so much to do in our region this summer. So I want to start with kind of the exciting news that the Connecticut Science Center is newly reopened. So Matt, can you tell us about the changes and how can families partake in all the summer fun this year?
Thank you, Kate. We're really excited that about a week ago we started a gradual reopening with a preview for our members who've been waiting three long months to return to the Science Center after the COVID shutdown. And as you indicated, the reopening is certainly a different situation than where we were back in early March before all this really came home to roost in Connecticut. So we have changed our protocols. We're asking people to buy tickets in advance online so that we can manage capacity to a safe number of people in the building at a point in time. We have a temperature check. It's very easy to do as people come in. We require people to wear their masks. We have taken some exhibitions offline if we felt that they were harder to manage from a sanitization and cleaning perspective. But by and large, the Science Center is the same wonderful experience that people remember. And the team has done really a terrific job of making sure it can be very much what people love the Science Center for, but also be a very, very safe and comfortable environment for everyone.
Okay, no, that's great. And certainly, I know a new campaign, which is, you know, very important, I think, for these times is your Love Science campaign, too. And I don't know if you could touch on that just a little bit, the importance of, you know, science, especially during everything going on with the pandemic.
Absolutely. You know, we are a science engagement, science awareness, science learning institution. As much fun as it is to visit the Science Center, underlying it all is a message that science is for everyone and that science is important to all of us, and that if we can pay attention to science, to act in a science-informed manner, as I think by and large we have here in Connecticut, we can contend with even the worst situations, and that ultimately science through research and individuals doing that research and great numbers of people participating is going to lead us to a vaccine and to the treatments that will help our society get through the coronavirus pandemic. And our message, which has always been broadly about that, is that we have to therefore appreciate, value, and indeed love science. And while we had closed our doors, which was a heartbreaking thing for us, as every other business found it to be, to do, We never stopped saying that science is the road forward. So some members of our team had actually created a beautiful illuminated heart on the eastern facing side of the building that really marks the center of the Hartford skyline now. And it captivated so much attention in a really moving way that we decided we should make it the centerpiece of something of a media campaign, which became the Love Science campaign that very simply expresses the message of appreciation for those who are using science to help treat the afflicted, to help get us out through the other side of this from a research standpoint. And to say that we as individuals have to continue to listen to the science in our own behaviors and see ourselves in science going forward for this to be a healthier society.
Oh, that's great. And certainly I'm glad you brought up the heart on the outside of the building because it looks fantastic. I mean, it was in walking the riverfront and, you know, just really such a great statement. And, you know, so and certainly a lot happening downtown. And, you know, Sally, can you share about, you know, the old Connecticut State House, certainly one of my favorite, you know, buildings in the downtown area. So can you talk about kind of update on where activities stand with the old State House?
Sure. Thank you. We have been, of course, closed like everybody else since March, but we have been open in terms of our social media and doing virtual programming and staying in touch with teachers and trying to assist with the challenges that they've been up against. And we don't know yet when we're going to open. I think a lot of us are in that boat. We're not quite sure when we can reopen our doors, but we have started opening outside. We're very lucky because we have that wonderful courtyard on Main Street, and we have the lawn area on the east side of the building. So every year we do a farmer's market in the courtyard on Main Street, and that was established in 1643, and we love carrying on that tradition. And we didn't think we'd be able to do it, but the Department of Agriculture felt that farmers markets were an essential service, and they are. So we opened our farmers market on Tuesday with guidelines in place. We have to have a smaller number of people in the market, the social distancing, all of the things that Matt discussed. But we had a really good turnout, and I was really pleased to see people coming in. They were so good about masks and social distancing. And they were able to buy fresh fruits and vegetables from the farmers. So we do that every Tuesday and Friday between 10 and 2. And it's a really good opportunity to get outside, to support local farmers, and just to give you a little launching pad for walking around Hartford a little bit and looking at some of the beautiful things we have downtown or walking over to the Science Center now that they're open. So that's been really gratifying to see that open again. A couple of other things we have planned. We normally have concerts in the farmers market, but concerts are not allowed in markets this year because it will keep people too close together and too crowded. So we are hoping that we can hold our concerts on the lawn during the farmers market hours. That's on the opposite side of the building, so it will be safe for the market. But we had 17 concerts scheduled for this year, and we are hoping that we will be able to hold them from now through September. And we're also working, you know, if you're familiar with the old State House, you know we have this big reproduction fence around the old State House with axe heads on the top. And it's not super welcoming with the axe heads, but we are going to be putting exhibits on those fences so that people can, we'll do a story walk, we'll do some panel exhibits so that people can learn a little bit while they're walking by. And we're also talking to other groups about ways that they might be able to use our lawn to, if they don't have a space outside that they can use, can they use our lawn to present programming in a safe, following the guidelines kind of way. And I do want to say one thing about what's been great in Hartford is that the cultural and our arts groups have been meeting regularly and really supporting one another, really reaching out, trying to continue to serve their audiences, even though we're all closed. And it's been really great to see people working together. I think that's been a wonderful thing for Hartford, and I think it will continue to grow and bring great things to people in our region. So so there are lots of virtual programs. We're starting our outdoor programs, and including some walking tours that people can do. And I would say that if people check social media for all the different sites. They'll find good things to do.
Okay, very nice, very nice. And another group is, you know, CAVE, the Connecticut Audubon Society, is doing a lot of new programs and activities. So one that I really like the name of is the Not So Bummer Summer. Could you talk a little bit about this program and, you know, everything else going on at the Audubon Society?
Sure. Yeah. Much like, well, everybody in the state and throughout the country, we had to kind of modify our normal programming starting back in March. And one of the big questions through the past few months is, what about summer camp? Traditionally, the Connecticut Audubon Society runs six different nature camps around the state. And there was a big question whether camps were going to open, or if they did open, could we open? We decided not to hold in-person camps this summer. And we, you know, a lot of kids think that's a bummer. So we came up with this Not So Bummer Summer alternative that we're calling the Connecticut Audubon Adventures. It's basically a virtual summer camp, but it's not all, it's not kids just sitting on the computer for 3 hours. It runs, we developed 10 weeks of programming. We are currently finishing up our second week, and we'll run all the way through August 21st. It's from 9 to 12 every morning. A different theme every week, and you can register 1 week, 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever, you know, whatever works for your family. We really, it was important for us to try to, especially not having the in-person summer camps, we really wanted to give kids a camp experience, but yet keep them, you know, safe staying at home. And also important to us is we know parents are struggling still with childcare, and a lot of parents are still working from home. So this gives parents a little, you know, couple hours in the morning where the kids are occupied with fun, educational, engaging outdoor activities where they can get some work done. So even though it is virtual, we use Zoom, we introduce ourselves, we have, you know, activities we do with the kids through Zoom, but we also send them out into their own backyard to find materials to build something or to do some sort of scavenger hunt or activity. So they are getting some outdoor experience, as well as, you know, the interaction with their peers and with our educators.
Okay, very fun. As you were saying that, I'm thinking, I'm like, parents are lighting up right now. You'd always struggle with finding what new and everything. So it sounds, you know, really great, and you kind of hit it right on the head. Hey, even though some things might be a bummer, let's look. There's a lot of really great opportunities.
Yep. And some other new things that we have. In addition to the camp, we have, much like what Sally was saying, is we've done a lot of virtual programs, even starting back in March. We help support the local schools with their distance learning. We've been running webinars on a variety of topics. And we are, now that things are opening up, we are starting to run smaller in-person programs. We do guided bird walks at some of our centers and sanctuaries. Even though our indoor spaces are not yet open yet, our outdoor spaces never close. So even back in since March, our sanctuaries and our trails have been open for people to go out and enjoy nature and birding.
Nice. And can you remind people on kind of, you know, where are some of those locations that people can go and visit?
Yeah, we have, so there's six centers around the state. And we have centers down in Fairfield, Milford Point, which is a beautiful coastal center. Up in Pomfret, there's a new center over in Deer Pond Farm. Unfortunately, the center in Glastonbury, which is on the town park, Earl Park, the center itself is closing permanently at the end of this month. However, we still will be in the area to do bird walks and programs and, you know, school programs and all sorts of education programs.
Great. And for the bird walks, is that something where do you guys provide, you know, do people need to bring binoculars or certain things? What would be kind of some of the tips you provide for people who are looking to attend those?
So on our website, we would list any of our programs that are happening, including the bird walks and where they're happening. We would suggest that people wear sunscreen, bug spray. If you have binoculars, that's very helpful. A lot of our locations will have extra binoculars that they can lend out. However, mm-hmm. I shouldn't say that now. We probably are not sharing equipment at this point. Traditionally, we would have binoculars to lend out. Bring your own binoculars, bug spray. We are practicing social distancing or any of the guidelines that are currently in place right now. So masks if you're with other people. We are limiting our group sizes, so they're not as big of a program as we would normally have. It's basically you can do a self-led program on any of our trails. Just, you know, walk whenever you want to walk, and they're free and open to the public. Or you can sign up for a guided program with a birder and a naturalist.
Okay, very neat. Oh, I know what I'm doing in the next couple of weeks. This is great. And another thing that is looks extremely interesting, too, is Matt, is can you talk a little bit about the new exhibits at the Science Center for the summer?
Yes, we actually had just opened our new exhibition on Mayan civilization in March, and this is a temporary featured so-called traveling exhibition, and that's always a big part of what we offer at the Science Center so that we can bring something new to the community on an annual basis. This is a very, very special exhibit with real artifacts, the extraordinary story of Mayan civilization, the sophisticated nature of that society, and it's really wonderfully presented, and we had to shut it down in March, so we arranged to extend our lease of that exhibit through this year. So thank goodness now when people come back we can have the exhibit open for the balance of 2020. It's a little different than a lot of what we offer at the Science Center, which tends to be hands-on, interactive type of experience, in that it's more of a observed exhibit, though there are some interactives with it. But I always see exhibits like this as being interactive in a different way. It's intellectually, emotionally engaging in a way that you come away no less satisfied with the experience. So that is part of general admission at the Connecticut Science Center now. It's something our members get to see as part of their membership. It's one of a number of new features that we have. But it's the biggest, and it's temporary. So this is a good time to come and see it because we have a limited capacity in the building so that when you reserve a ticket and get a time to come in, you know that you're going to have plenty of time in a leisurely setting and plenty of room, frankly, to move around and enjoy it.
Okay. No, that's great. That's right. I think the time tickets is, you know, seems like great just with everything going on, but also just a really nice feature as well. So can you talk about some of the other, you mentioned a couple other newer exhibits, and even too, just some of, I know you'd mentioned some exhibits maybe changing just with everything going on. So what can people, you know, look forward to in addition to the Mayan Hidden World?
Yes, Kate, you know, at the Science Center, we've really over the last 5 years invested really quite extensively in updating exhibitions and adding exhibitions at the Science Center on a massive scale, really. So the first thing you notice, for those who haven't been here for a few years when you come in, is that the entire entrance lobby now really presents as an exhibition with stylized elements of everything from the whales in the ocean to satellites in outer space. And then as you travel through the building, one of the most recent new additions is our new Our Changing Earth exhibit, which is a really beautiful presentation of the story of Earth geologically through a scientific lens, obviously. Everything from the glaciers that used to tower over downtown Hartford to the Pangaic movement of plates, tectonic plates that placed, you know, things that all seem familiar and permanent to us in terms of the landscape, continent by continent, in much different places, and in fact shows us how they're all going to move, again, if we only can last long enough to see it. We also, earlier in the project, launched a new exhibition on engineering, which is very much focused on STEM careers, with an emphasis on the many STEM careers that are in need of talented individuals to fill those jobs now and in the near future here in Connecticut.
Okay, that's great. No, and I know I'm spoiled a bit where I'm in walking distance, so do sometimes travel over there at lunch just to kind of check things out. And, the, you know, the exhibits are fantastic. So really glad to hear they're all up and running and, you know, with some new additives for the summer, which is exciting.
Kate, I was just saying we're very pleased to be reopened and, you know, starting this weekend, we are open to the general public. And we expect an enthusiastic response, and we encourage people to reserve tickets on our website at ctsciencecenter.org. And that's really, you know, a new thing because we've always been an organization you can walk up and buy a ticket anytime. And, you know, in the near future, one hopes that we're back in that world. That said, there is a certain convenience to the new process that now we really are forced to take on as a way of managing the COVID situation, where you can reserve a time and come with your family and have a wonderful experience at the Science Center, just like you did before.
That's great. And now in talking to you, so we'll spend some of our days at the Science Center. And then, you know, looking at some other activities is, Sally, I know you guys are hosting some programs, what parents can do with their kids. Could you talk about some of these that are available?
Sure. We function also as the information center for the Hartford area. So I wanted to share some things that not just what we're doing at the Old State House, but what other people are doing, too, because there's a nice variety of activities. We have on our Facebook page, our social media, we have things that parents can do with their children. And we run a program called Connecticut's Kid Governor. And on that website, we have a lot of things that students can look at for activities, for learning activities, and just to see what other kids in Connecticut are doing to make a difference in the world. Also, I wanted to mention that this is a new thing. The State Department of Education, along with some other partners, including us, have created a social studies challenge for the summer. So that will be coming out very soon, and that will be activities that kids of all grades can do related to history, civics, and geography. The Mark Twain House is open, and they have also got a lot of great stuff online, including some new YouTube videos, questions posed to the staff by students and children, and those are going to be really fun to look at. The Harriet Beecher Stowe Center has a downloadable self-guided experience for their beautiful gardens. So it's a nice opportunity to go through and walk through their gardens and understand what you're looking at. The Connecticut Historical Society has family activities and weekly virtual family programs and history to go bags, which you can have delivered or you can pick up. And it has activities for kids ages 5 to 12. And the Hillstead has been really opening up its yard for events. And so their website is something that should be checked out. And the Sonia Plum Dance Company is going to be doing two big events there on July 8th and 10th, and then July 31st through the 2nd. And then Riverfront Recapture is just always a great place to visit, particularly if you're downtown over at the Science Center. They have wonderful walks, and you can find guides to those walks online. I would also recommend that people check out ctvisit.com, which is our state tourism website, because it has tons of virtual tours on it for places all over Connecticut. And Hartford.com has really good links to more virtual tours and activities and things for families to do. And then the Connecticut Humanities has an app called Contours, which will lead you on driving tours of Connecticut. And those are thematic tours that are really interesting. And the last thing I'll mention is ConnecticutHistory.org, which is a history website. And what I like to do is you can go in and you can put in the name of a town and search it. You can put in your own town and come up with the history of all kinds of things in your town that you might then be able to go out and explore with your kids or on your own and just learn some neat things about your town in that way. So there's tons of stuff out there, and we'll put all of this stuff on our Old State House, Connecticut's Old State House Facebook page. And there are lots of places to check for activities, but we're going to really try to keep up with offering what our friends and neighbors are doing as well as our own activities.
That's great. Oh, my goodness, Sally, I'm going to just have to text you each week and just tell me what to do that week. You listed so much great information there. And hopefully, too, once the Old State House is able to open, it really is going to be now kind of a resource for people to go and learn about, activities. Could you tell us a little bit about that plan?
Yeah, we had just started doing this before COVID hit, but we had been collecting lots of brochures from different places. But I think the strength of what we have is our staff, who really makes it their business to know what's going on in Hartford. And we have had such wonderful experiences with visitors where we've helped them figure out what paths to take through Hartford or through the Hartford region. We can recommend where to eat and what to do. And it's just a nice first place to stop because Our staff will really give you the flavor of Hartford and try to find the path for you that's going to suit your needs for the ages in your group, whether you're from Connecticut or out of town. They really provide good personalized service about things to do, and they love giving out that information because they love to promote Hartford.
Okay, that's great. So there's the first stop on the walking tour as we go into downtown. That's great. And, you know, in addition to, you know, wanted to touch back with Kate on for the Audubon Society, you had mentioned a lot of the bird walking tours. Also, if you could just give us an update on kind of your centers and, you know, what does the reopening look like potentially there?
Yeah, currently our the indoor spaces for our centers are currently still closed. We don't have an exact open date yet, and it might vary from center to center depending on programming there. However, like I mentioned before, all of the trails and sanctuaries associated with Connecticut Audubon Society are open to the public. And as the summer goes on, if you know, we're already starting to add some outdoor programming at our centers, and as the summer goes on, more programs will be added as well. So especially, you know, with the nice weather in the summer, it's a great time to do outdoor programming anyway. So we can do a lot of that without having to have our physical centers opened indoors quite yet.
Okay, perfect. And now, again, so many great things going on. Is there anything I missed, you know, kind of posing the question out to all three of you, of anything else going on, whether it be, you know, programs virtual or in person that you guys would love to touch on today?
Like I mentioned, we have a lot of, you know, the Connecticut Audubon Society has 20 different sanctuaries around the state, which are great for people to go explore. They are spread all over the state, so if you're looking for something that's more Hartford region specific, they aren't Audubon sanctuaries, but other places that Audubon members and staff, we always love to explore, and we encourage people to explore local areas as well, that can find some really nice trails, some really nice birding. Especially the Connecticut River, is not uncommon to see bald eagles down at the Connecticut River right now. Goodwin University has that great new paved trail that's ADA accessible, the South Meadows Greenway, where, you know, you can walk right along the river through East Hartford. A great family-friendly spot to go birding and just hiking is Great Pond up in Simsbury, or Northwest Park in Windsor. And then, of course, Earl Park in Glastonbury has a really nice trail right down to the Connecticut River, so you can see lots of wildlife.
Okay, very nice, very nice. And Sally, I heard you jumping in there too.
Well, I was just going to say there is so much to do. I don't think there's ever been a time when there's been so much free virtual content available to people, and it's a wonderful time to learn. But I also wanted to make a pitch for thinking back to what grown-ups did when they were kids. And I always loved just lying in the grass and looking at the clouds and seeing what shapes they formed into with my siblings or my mom. And I think it's also a nice time to get away from screens and really enjoy nature that way. And I think it's that kind of quiet contemplation that leads you to wanting to learn more about science, more about birds, maybe even more about history. So I think that those quiet moments are something that are so wonderful, and they can really lead to curious questions that will bring you and your children into all kinds of different directions. So I think that's something that I would recommend.
Such a great
point,
Kate.
There was a mention of the wonderful riverfront park system, which we are connected to here in Hartford. And I think to Sally's point, the Connecticut River is really just a beautiful, beautiful natural feature of our environment here in the state. And it's also a place where the park system gives one the opportunity to have those quiet moments. And one of the other new things we've been working on here at the Science Center is the connection between the facility here and the river. So you've always been able to appreciate it from the wonderful overlook we have in the building, where you kind of precariously look out over the valley. But you can now walk from our plaza down to the river very easily, or along the park system that you mentioned, or up to the old State House or over to Bushnell Park. And we've added recently some new seating and bench areas and new plantings outside, so the plaza is really a wonderful venue to enjoy as well.
Perfect. Well, so much to do, and thank you, Sally, Matt, and Kate, for joining us today. I really look forward to visiting all of your locations this summer. For all the information we talked about today, you can visit metrohartford.com. So thank you again for listening to Pulse of the Region, and thank you to our sponsor, Oak Hill. I'm Kate Bauman, encouraging you to stay positive and make today a good day.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.